animal life. And I was more of an animal life form to them. I'm the most advanced of the animal life that they saw. Maybe that's why they were very intrigued with me. And with my consciousness, they weren't sure how I would react. This was their first encounter with a human.
Oh, you mean they don't normally deal with humans?
These two had not traveled to the planet before, and they wanted to pick a state that was more desolate for this purpose. But they didn't know exactly what to expect. They knew there was a lot of activity going on, and there were beings moving about. They could see this, and they knew this ahead of time about this planet. But they had never actually gotten close enough to really take a good look at the beings. They weren't totally sure how the other beings were going to react to them. And that's why they put the beam out, because they did not want to have their ship attacked by any being. And that protects them from that. You said they are short, and have large heads or bald, 44P, legacy from the stars' heads. Large, but wide at the sides on their heads. They have almost baby-type bodies, but their backs seem kind of hunched. Their arms are awfully long, longer than their legs. Their arms are hanging over?
Yes, the fingers and the hands hang down because their arms are so long.
It is the weight of the hands and fingers, but they can move them very easily.
Did you say they don't have as many fingers?
No. Pause as she studied them, three, and the fourth thing is really a, where you would think a thumb would be. It has more of a suction-y type thing on the end of it. The fingers ... 3, they're long type fingers. But this other thing enables them to grip things. The thumb type finger is shorter, and has a suction type thing on the end of it. Their feet remind me of a mitten.
What color is their skin?
A whitish color.
Yellowish white, actually.
Do they have any clothes on, or are they just naked?
You said they had the jewelry.
No clothing.
One had a crystal neck on.
The other one seemed to have a band around the neck, but I think the one that had the big stone is more of the commander of this craft, and more the one in charge than the other one. But they both are together.
Can you see their features?
Dark eyes. I don't sense any eyelids really.
They probably have them.
I just see their eyes open. And hardly any nose.
A little bump kind of, where a nose would be.
I don't remember any nostrils, so to speak, but a kind of a bump there.
It could be a nose, where a nose would probably be placed.
I can't remember a mouth at all.
Nothing there at all?
I definitely don't see a mouth opening at all.
Then how are they communicating with you?
Mentally, mostly.
D, P, D, P, D, P, D, P, D, P, D, P, D, P.
A childhood memory revisited, 45, D, what about ears?
Can you see anything on the side of their head?
P, now I am getting it.
Yes, there is the top of an ear.
Like an outline of an ear, of an opening. But it's not a full earlobe, it's not even defined, but there's like a rim, kind of a skin.
D, not like ours.
P, no. The upper rim part of the earlobe is kind of large. And they tested me to find out how intelligent of a species I was.
D, how do they do that?
P, they asked questions.
Giggle,
D, what kind of questions?
I'm curious.
P, about space travel.
Had I seen beings like them before?
Does my kind have craft like they do?
What type of aircraft is used on this planet?
What type of vehicles are used?
Laugh, that seemed to give them a lot of information. Immediately, about the level of intelligence on this planet, because of their travel systems.
Immediately they seem to shake their heads, as if to know what type of being they're dealing with here.
And that's why I was placed in the animal category.
Laugh, I mean, the most advanced of the animals,
of course, but they were much more advanced.
D, of course, they don't know that you are a child, and you wouldn't know as much as an adult, do they?
P, no.
But they were able to read my mind. And they could see pictures in my mind of other things going on with me. And they were able to see other people in my life that were in my mind. And by reading my picture thoughts they were able to see many things. And see that there were larger beings. And some animals. They were intrigued with the animal life. In my mind picture they could see a dog. And they really were curious about it.
They wanted to get a sample. They wanted to examine other animals. They mostly had to take samples of the plants of where they were, and the type of smaller species, because there were no other bigger animals around. D. What type of smaller species? 46. Legacy from the stars, P. O. Worms and insect life. And soil also. They showed me samples. And oh! A bird. Laugh, they beamed a bird and took it on board. But I think the bird didn't handle the beam very well. It asphyxiated it or something. It just didn't stay alive. It was too much of a shock to its system. So it was in there and they were examining it as another species of this planet. They, I think, were going to dissect it since it was already expired. D. Can you see where they are putting these samples? P. Yes. It looks like plexiglass containers. Kind of round on the bottom with just a flat top on it. Some sort of clear translucent jar type thing, but it is a peculiar shape. And the lid doesn't look like a regular lid. It is like a flat square on the top. It is kind of different. They would put their samples in these jars. D. Are the jars very large? P. No. They have a special cabinet kind of thing. And they put them down inside of it, and closed it to protect it. So that during all their movement they would not be unsettled too much. D. I'm thinking of plant life. Did they keep it in the dirt so it would still be alive, or how did they do that? P. They just put it in a jar. D. Can you ask them why they're taking samples? P. I'll try. D. They're asking you questions, you can ask them some. Laugh, P. Well, you see, before it was difficult for me to say anything, because of the state of consciousness I was in when I first was beamed aboard. But I can try to mentally communicate. D. Let's see if it works. It's fun to try anyway. I was unprepared for the physical reaction that simple question would have on Penny's body. It was proof to me that she was reliving an experience in the presence of physical beings, who could produce a definite physical reaction in her. Because it was an unpleasant reaction, I do not believe it was fantasized. The, a childhood memory revisited, 47, was a long pause as she tried to mentally communicate. Then her body jerked with a sudden jolt, and she took a sharp intake of breath. It almost gave the impression that she had been struck by something. Oh-oh-oh! She moaned. Penny was breathing heavily and showing signs of physical discomfort. D. What's the matter? P. Well, I tried to tune in, and I immediately felt something like a miniature lightning bolt coming forth, statics of electrical stuff shooting out from their head. This is why they can communicate mentally so powerfully. They have a protection system inside their head so others cannot enter in without their permission. It kind of shocked me. I was trying to read their mind. Let me try another approach. D. I don't want you to feel uncomfortable. P. It just surprised me. D. Just mentally ask them questions and see if they can answer you. That way you won't have that same feeling. P. Yeah, I was trying to almost probe, and they didn't like that. D. Okay. Just mentally form the question of why they're doing this sampling. Long pause. P. That time it worked. This is the message I received. We are trying to find a new planet to inhabit. For our planet is being destroyed by the elements right now. And we're trying to find a new place to continue. We are checking out other planets, too. It's too early to interfere on the species here. We must take samples to see if they would be compatible to our bodies. If we could exist in this type of environment without receiving bacteria that could be harmful to our existence. This is why we prefer to take samples. And are in a protected area. So they are handled in such a manner that we are not contaminated by the substance. And I. That is the message I am getting now. I sense now that even I myself am in a plastic cylinder that is surrounding me, so as not to contaminate the beings. I think I was beamed with the light right into this. The craft opened and I was beamed into this cylinder. Clear, 48, legacy from the stars like plexiglass, but it's not. It's a substance. And it is surrounding me. And they are able to penetrate mentally through anything, just about. This was for their protection. Then when they showed you things, you were looking through the glass? Well, I must have been. It is clear, so I can see through it. And that's why the samples are also put in cylinder-like bottles. Because they do not actually touch the substances with their hands. They cannot risk that. I don't know exactly. I'm trying to think how they did pick them up. They just beamed me up. I don't know if they beamed substances right to the big cylinder first and then transferred them. I can't see. Well, it makes sense that they wouldn't want to be contaminated. I can understand that. I feel like one of them did get out of the craft to look around a little. But he put on a special suit. It was silverish looking. Zipped up the front or something, some opening in the front, to protect their bodies. Even while they were out there they could not let anything touch their skin, as you would call it. What was peculiar, they talked in a language I am not familiar with. Talked to each other? They mentally talked to each other a lot. But there is a voice-like transmission coming forth from one to the other, back and forth, a conversation. You said they didn't have any mouths? I just don't remember seeing a mouth. Do you mean there were particular sounds they were making? A language, a type of language. D, P, D, P, D, P, D, P, D, P. Penny had difficulty describing what it sounded like. A few weeks after this session she found something similar to it on a record of space-type music. She said it was not exact but sounded very much like it. When I listened to it I found she was correct, it was difficult to describe. It sounded somewhat like a childhood memory revisited, 49, babbling, scraping series of sounds. Not mechanical or computer-oriented, but similar to sounds that could be made by humans if need be, although it was not in words like our languages on Earth. D, can you ask them, is this small craft the main ship? The only ship? P, no. D, because I thought it was awfully small. Where do they take these samples? P, I'm trying to get it. Pause, I think if I was there, I could just find this place. If I was in Ilith, I think I would just be drawn to that area. There were trees there, but there was a bit of a clearing for them to land. It's in and about Ilith, and my grandma lives pretty close. I don't get a very. It's off a street and near Stevenson. Farther out. And that's the closest street, because it's not a residential area. It's just a wooded area. D, I tried to get her back to the question, I was wondering, where do they take these samples in these plexiglass bottles or containers? P, to a mother craft. D, can they give you a mental picture of what that looks like? P, larger in size. D, does it have a certain shape? P, similar shape, but much larger. Like this is a baby ship, and that's kind of like mommy. Laugh, instead of just a red rim around it, there are some dark things supporting it. I mean, in the midst there's a darker color, like a very dark blue, or maybe black or something in a darker shade. Like an interspace between the red and the light going around it. Maybe windows perhaps. And, oh, it would be much more noticeable if it landed. It would probably frighten a human being. It would be too large to not be noticed easily. This smaller craft is used for landing, because it is less noticeable. D, is this the first time that this mother craft has journeyed to Earth? You said it was these beings' first time. 50, legacy from the stars, P. Well, this is the first time these beings had left the mother craft and actually landed right on the planet with the opportunity to get out of the ship if they wanted to. Actually, it was these two beings' first time leaving their planet. And they decided to go with the mother ship to come here. The mother ship has a camouflage system. Clouds. It can hide behind clouds very easily. And that is why they cannot be seen. The smaller ships come out of it. There is a compartment on the side of it, like a metal wall that slides up, and small craft can come right out and go wherever they want. The large craft will be in the general vicinity of where the small craft are. They will stay over the same continent, for instance, because they must keep an eye on their craft, and their beings. It's a form of protection for them. And they have to be careful not to disrupt the harmony in the universe. There are certain reasons they have been informed of, prior to visitation of the Earth. Of universal law. So they know the rules. D, then this is not the first time the mother ship has come? P, Let's see. It's been here before. Other areas. Peru mostly. At an earlier time in the history of man. D. Well, how do they go back and forth to the planet they're from? Or do they go back and forth? P. Yes, they must go back. They cannot stay very long. They go back and forth. They're here for a mission, and when the mission is completed, then they return. It's been a while since they came back this time, but it was necessary. You see, there was an atomic bomb and this alarmed them. They had to get certain data of the effect on this planet, for their research. And the effects that it was having on nature in different parts of the planet. It was a disruption in the universe. It was felt throughout the universe. And an abomination to their type of thinking. They're trying to understand why this came about, and what could be done to help it in any way. But they were concerned for our planet. It had actually helped in some ways. Unknown to many, after this took place they, and other space beings, too, a childhood memory revisited, 51, D, P, D, P, D, P, D, P, D, P, conglomerate of systems working together, banded together to prevent any more of this type of activity. That is why you haven't seen another atomic bomb since then. They have had a very strong influence. That is another reason why there are space beings around now. To prevent another disruption in the universe. It won't be allowed. And mentally people are being set in their mind to avoid a great nuclear disaster. And you will see the influence in your governments. If they don't come very often, does it take them a long time to get back to their home planet? Well, there is not time as you know it. They don't consider time like we do. No. And her difficulty, the speed of light is easy for them to go past, beyond it. Actually, first they come in close to the vicinity of the planet. They are still in outer space. They don't project right onto the planet. But there's like an orb around the planet. They are still pretty much in the far outer space. And then they travel, and keep projecting closer and closer and closer, till they can land on the planet. It's like little jumps. There's a major jump past the speed of light. And then it's a series of smaller jumps once they're in closer range to the planet, that they have tuned their vibrational equipment to be near. And that is why they will be in that vicinity. And they want to make sure there is not an obstacle there, too, when they take that super jump. Laugh, then when they go back, it's the same kind of a procedure? To planet Earth? Or when they go back to their home planet? That's what I was describing. It's the same procedure then. It's difficult for us to understand without thinking of time and how long it takes. Well, that is the thing. Time. Well, let me see. I'm speaking through my voice, yet I'm getting a lot of visualizations and mental messages now. They're willing to communicate with me if I don't try to force my mind on, 50 to D, P, legacy from the stars there's. I know they probably don't even understand our concept of time at all. They aren't concerned with it. Except when there's a disruption in the universe, and that will call their attention. That was a moment in time. Big events happening on the Earth. A shift in the Earth's axis, for instance. Major things. Tidal waves. Big things affecting the whole planet will attract their attention. But it's just a moment in time. They're more concerned with how it's going to affect over a long period of time. It just depends on exactly what kind of occurrence is happening. There are no days to them. But light years have some measuring, and light years mean something. They measure time in light years in a way. That's the best I can tell you. Well, you said this type of beings, or this type of mothership, are doing sampling of the Earth, and animal life. Do they ever do any samplings dealing with humans? Well, they did take a sample of my hair. And they wanted a sample of my skin. And I didn't even notice it. It was such a small piece. I didn't feel any pain when this was occurring. But from one cell they can discover a lot about the makeup of a human body. And they wanted a dog like they saw in my mind pictures, to test, to compare. There wasn't one in that area, and they were kind of disappointed, I think. Laugh, how were they able to take the samples if you were inside that glass? Well, that is a good question. Laugh, because I do remember them touching my hair. You said they were fascinated by your braids.
Yes. Actually, this glass thing, now that I'm getting a better sense of it, is more like a clear force field. But so strong, it's like you would think plexiglass or glass would be. The force field was clear. It had a form and dimension to it, when projected. So there are ways that they could, with gloves on, put an arm through and pull something out. And, D.P., a childhood memory revisited, 53. They put my consciousness in a trance state, because they didn't want to frighten me. They knew that I was frightened. And even there I guess I was showing signs of this shock almost. And so they particularly did not want to induce more of that feeling. D. Well, that was understanding of them, anyway. A similar situation occurred in my book Keepers of the Garden. When Phil was taken on board the spacecraft, he had the impression that he was placed in a jar, or rather that his personality was in a jar while they worked on his body. In this way he would have no physical sensations. He then discovered that the jar was indeed an energy force field that he was encased in. So the experience can actually give the impression of being inside a solid container. P. Even though I was in a trance, they could still sense a shock type state. I mean, a sense of fear coming from me. D. So they took samples of your hair and a sample of your skin. How do they do the sampling of the skin? P. Well, right now I'm getting a feeling from my arm that there's a metallic type of instrument used for this. And after this was over I couldn't remember, and I just thought that I'd run into a tree or something. D. It was like a scrape. P. Yes, so I really didn't think that much of it. But I can see now that it's red and kind of bloody there. But I thought it was more of a scrape. D. Did they do any other sampling on you? P. Well, they had a machine that they ran up and down my body. And with this machine they were able to see the inside of my body. Plus their own sensory equipment was pretty amazing, with what they could tell automatically. They were able to find out a lot just from probing my mind. And everything is there, all the information they could want to know about me. D. Did they make any remarks about the body, whenever they, 54p, legacy from the stars were looking inside it? I think they pointed at my reproductive organs. Embarrassed laugh, they did point at that. And I think they were just acknowledging that that's an area for. That's how humans multiply. Laugh, it's kind of weird now to think of it. But they needed to know about that. I feel like I'm naked now. At first I felt like I had clothing, now I feel I'm naked in this thing. That's when they're pointing at that part of my pubic area. But I'm still behind this field, because they can't physically touch me, or they would be contaminated. Is that the only thing they thought was unusual? Well, they just wanted to understand how that worked. I couldn't really show them. Embarrassed laugh, because you are a child. I needed another human being to show them, right? I had never had sex. They saw a book in my head, one my parents showed me, a facts of life type book. It had pictures of how the baby comes out of the mother and everything. And they searched me for that. And that's how they were able to find out about the male and female body, because they got it from my mind pictures. Can you mentally ask them how they reproduce and multiply? I'll try. Long pause, let's see, I'm getting some kind of confusing pictures. Let me try to clear it up without my own consciousness interfering. I'm going to have to ask again so I make sure I get it right. Pause, big breath, oh, ho, ho, wow. What? Well, I wasn't kidding when I said their minds are pretty spectacular. You see, when they want to do that sort of thing, two beings get closer together, just standing apart from each other though. Physical contact isn't necessary. But the head of one being projects energy, it looks like, into a womb area, the lower area of the other being. And I saw something kind of swelling up in that area, like there is a D, P, D. P. D. P. D. P. A childhood memory revisited, 55. D. P. D. P. D. P. Oh, well, oh. Now I am getting the message that both beings are capable of this. One can take the turn or the other. Neither is one sex then?
No. Androgynous type. But they can be either. Both of them can reproduce. I saw that one will emit out of their head something like a little miniature light. An electric show like you'd see in the sky, lightning. Something to that effect, pretty powerful, is projected, with a visualization in mind of what is to be produced there. The two beings are connected at that time. And something will start to grow inside one of the beings. But that being that the new being grows in also can turn around and use their mind and shoot out that electric surge into the other being. It doesn't matter. They're all one. And it just is a matter of choice which one wants to produce it. The babies, as you might call them, are produced at a very rapid rate. In fact, immediately after that mental transference takes place, an electrical charge actually touches the abdominal area of the other being. You can see it shooting forth and actually touching and actually going into that area. Immediately after that happens, a swelling starts. And those kind of beings are produced at a much more rapid rate than our kind of beings are. How do they come out of the body then? Can you see that? Let me see. Well, I'm getting a feeling of through the stomach. Not out through the legs. But they can open up their bodies in the stomach area, and it just kind of comes out there. Is there an opening there? Well, you see, there is a glowing light about their body, so you can't really see. I get the feeling that openings can open and close, and you would never see the openings. I mean, it's automatically sealed up. That glowing light makes it more difficult to see, but I did get a visualization of it coming out, just like a cesarean would be, and sealing back up immediately. And it's tinier. It starts off smaller, and grows to full size in a very rapid rate. And the children are very advanced, very young. They are taught, and 56, legacy from the stars immediately put into a type of training, as soon as they are able to walk around. At that time they are already shown pictures of the universe. They are already being trained to be familiarized with galaxies in the universe. Even at that age, they can comprehend what is shown to them, as far as the universe and the galaxy. As soon as they are just barely able to walk, their comprehension is amazing. That's very good and I thank you. Can you see any kind of symbols or insignias or any kind of designs if you can look around that room? Sigh, I'm trying to look. Let's see. First my attention is drawn to a crystal in the upper portion of the ship. But this is like a cut crystal, red in color. It's set in a round circle with a golden rim around it. Actually this could be where the red light comes from. I see that. At first I thought it was a symbol because it was placed inside a circle type thing. But let me see what else I might. I'll try to look around. Pause. Well. I don't know what that means. What? Zigzags. I see. On the side of the ship, upper area again. I guess it could be an emblem, but it's a zigzagging type of design in a goldish kind of tubular rimming. Perhaps it comes from the way the ships fly, they kind of zigzag in the sky. And it represents something. It also represents a type of a space council. It's an emblem, something to do with that, too. Do you think you could reproduce that for me afterwards? I could try. It's not real clear. I mean, I can just get part of it, because there are a lot of lines to it. It's more than just one line. It's three or something. Well, try to fix it in your mind the best way you can. Okay. Let me look at it again, and try to get it imprinted better. Okay. Well, then did they return you to the outside? Yes. It was like nothing had happened. My eyes were closed, and I opened them up. And to me it was as if I just, D, P, a childhood memory revisited, 57, D, P, blinked. Laugh, it all happened so quickly. All I remember is seeing those orange lights moving around. I did not see the craft at that time. It was behind the lights. They were in front of it. But they were aware of me. You said it was just like blinking your eyes? Yeah. Apparently when it was aware that I noticed it, then a beam was shot out almost automatically, because it didn't want me to see the craft, and it had to protect their identities. Is the craft gone now? I don't see anything there now. Oh.